Grail. And none of this, none of this, and it was all because I produced Ibsen's The Wild Duck and Chambers and West Broadway in the fall of 1998. Mm. Forget about Yale. Forget about everything else. Except The Wild Duck. Ibsen's The Wild Duck. It was the play that I had the most affinity for of the 36 shows I did at Yale in the 28 months that I was
this
there.
This is James Butler of Sex Squad 5.
The same
you're
woman, Elizabeth Margaret, who had directed at schools and run the directing program at Fordham, you know, for the last 30 years. She directed
WGNC
and anyway,
underwriting
blah, blah, blah.
Support has been
and so many things happened. The reason,
maybe even,
the reason why we're talking now
allow
is because
DPS
of The Wild Duck.
To turn your audio
because
visual
I wouldn't
how do eyes into
been around
here's
to
how you
have
can.
The money to buy this house
visit
where I'm
dedicated. Presentation.com.
I went to an astrologist and she said to me, start a project on February 23rd.
For more information,
dedicated okay.
Presentation
this
solutions.
That was about 2 months
your
into the future
audio
from when I was talking
partner.
To her. And I called a guy who I catered
WGNC
with. His name is Paolo.
Is made possible in
he was
part by the
Finnish,
ongoing
from
support
Finland.
Of
he worked for Ingrid Bergman
Seattle, Washington.
As her major
WGNC
domo and her husband, Lars Schmidt, I think.
Are among the station's
and
most
I ended up bringing my,
they
this translation, Rolf Bielba's translation of The Wild Duck. I thought Scandinavia.
WGNC
I'd seen him in
a
play with Isabella Rossellini at Circle in the Square in New York. And I thought, that is what I'm going to do on February 23rd. I am going to call Paolo. I'm not going to call him before. I'm going to call him on that day.
Your
I brought the.
Thank
I,
you for
I
your support.
Got in the train at 103rd Street and Broadway. I took it down to the South Street Seaport. I left in the script.
Your astrologer was right.
You're listening to the three extra web streams available at wavefarm.org/listen or wgxc.org, any wgxc.org page. Click on the listen button. Here, Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zach Poff's Pond Station, or the test site of Acoustic Commons. Live weather.
Good evening, and welcome to They're There, Alana Medlock's monthly excursion into performance and performance sounds and so much more here on WGXC 90.7 FM. Alana couldn't make it tonight, so I'm filling in for her. I'm Jeff, the host of Snack Point Charlie, heard bi-monthly on this very station. And we're having a pledge drive. You probably know. You might not have donated yet. If not, please go to wgxc.org/donate and pledge your support to keeping independent voices on the airwaves in the Hudson Valley. We're here in the secret hidden location somewhere in Ulster Valley.
Alternative Ulster.
Yeah, that must be it. I clearly haven't
Alter
had enough coffee today. We're here in our secret location somewhere, and we're here with Mike McGonigal. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Thank you. It's a very nice location that you have.
Oh, we aims to please here. I don't know, my dear listener, however many are listening. Mike is the illustrious. What have you done? Your resume.
I've done a couple things.
Precede you like crazy. There's been chemical imbalance. There's been Yeti. There's been currently. There is currently Maggot Brain, which just put out its 10th issue.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to the double digits. That's when you know it's real.
That's when you can take the zero away from the from the beginning of the letter, the number.
This is the one that I don't have to mail out. Somebody else makes it for me. Third Man Records, and it's really nice, and they do a very nice job making it like all in color and stuff, and they kind of let me do what I want to do with it, and that's really nice. And I just there's like two things in the world I can do professionally, and none of them really make money, but you put everything together and it's okay. And sort of like editing and a bit of writing and compiling magazines, zines, and then also compiling records and stuff like that. I just like music and art and stuff, and like to tell people about it, and I get very excited. And so this is coming like really from a point of view of enthusiasm in general. And then I get to work with like really great writers, Lucy Sant, who I consider the like just the most amazing, nonfiction writer going, who I'd worked with before. I get to, like, she has a column, and we're going to do a big cover feature with her later next year. And that I'm just so lucky, just for Lucy Sant's column, it's like, I'm just so stoked to do that. What we just heard, though, was some Jamaican gospel, and that's something that I'm working on. And hopefully this person that I'm talking to here and I will work on a project related to it. But we don't want someone else to steal our amazing idea, so we won't even mention what it is.
I'm not even going to acknowledge it. We're going to talk about something else, because it's like the forgetto ray that we're going to aim at people, so they'll... forget that we even discussed it was a possibility. But you're mentioning your did you mention your radio show you just did you plug
oh,
it
no oh yeah I do a radio show every week, and a lot of times I forget on Thursday that I do a radio show because I have to do it on Friday, because I record ahead of time. I'm as little syndicated as you can be. It's called Buchton Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour, and it plays on a station called CJAM out of Windsor. I live in Detroit area. It's right across the street. And then it plays on X-Ray FM, which is also a really cool station out of Portland, Oregon, where I used to live.
So is this sort of a Buchton Scorn adjunct episode? Tell us a little bit about, what you told me before was this is Jamaican gospel. Tell me a little bit about what we just heard and what we're going to hear for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Well, what I like is, like, the first song that we heard, the Zion Brothers, Press Along. If someone said there's something called Jamaican gospel, that's what you would think it would sound like. But that's not what most of it sounds like. Most of it isn't sort of dubby, 70s kind of reggae-ish. Most of it is beautifully janky, weird, like kind of out of control. Sorry, I was a little slow there because I was about to curse. But it's weird to curse talking about gospel, and I'm just guessing this is the radio. We shouldn't do that. It's bad. People lose their licenses, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's way early for Safe Harbor.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's 3 in the morning, but you never know when that can maybe happen. Right now, it's not 3 in the morning. I don't want your listener to be too confused.
Don't be confused, dear listener. Everything's okay.
So a bunch of this stuff was on a label called Tabernacle, which is Coxone Dodds, the Studio One guy who, you know, oversaw so much amazing Jamaican music. Much of it was produced by this guy named Otis Wright. A lot of the songs were his. Jamaican music in general, like, always had, like, a lot of the greatest ska hits were, not a lot, but certainly more than in this country. You had hit songs that were adaptations of spirituals, and, I mean, even, like, Prince Buster, who, you know, is singing, you know, the Ten Commandments of man, given to woe man by me, Prince Buster, and that, you know, like, you're like, really? That guy had? But he totally did. So it was like the music, the two main things that influenced the music, as far as I can tell, were that at night the radio stations would shut down and they would be listening to AM radio from the States. And the most powerful stations were coming from New Orleans, which makes sense with Jamaican music and the influence of it, you know, like the early pre-ska. It's like very jump bluesy Jamaican music. And then so that's how they would hear all this country and country gospel, and then just the regular like weirdo missionaries showing up, because and then records. My understanding is that country outsold reggae in Jamaica in the charts for a long time, which probably just means that most of the stores didn't talk to whoever was putting the charts together. Probably in Jamaica, probably most records were sold like out of a weird like cart or something. For most, like, you know, this is like the land of invention. Like, you know, Jamaica had just made like this stuff that's from the 60s and 70s. Like, this is a country that was just made into a country, and they had their own music for the first time with ska, which, you know, starts in 1957 with the Folks Brothers combining, you know, like sort of mento with the Nyabingi, which is sacred. The Nyabingi rhythm that powers ska music is a sacred sound. And then later, Count Ossie made that Crownation record, which to me is like one of my favorite records. It probably is for you too.
It's pretty sweet. I'm curious.
Sorry,
when
I'm just going off.
Oh no, please go on. I'm actually curious when you were saying that the country records were higher in the charts. Do you think that was just because of a sampling bias, or do you think there might have been some incidents of like, oh, it's kind of novel and we like it because it's not what we would hear every day?
No, I think they just loved it, and I think there is a real back and forth too. I realized later, for decades, between Nashville and Kingston, and it's something I need to explore more. But like, one of these sort of like amazing artifacts that I found at a Jamaican record store on the outskirts of Queens like 10 years ago, when I was really trying to find out about this music and just going to, you know, like the dregs of a record store, and what's not sold often is the gospel, but also country. So I found this bootleg, because, you know, the way that most American music is pressed outside of the country often is bootlegs. It's clearly this bootleg, like greatest hits of country compilation that was made for their market. And it was like just the, it wasn't Hank, it was Ferlin Husky. And it was, you know, who's huge there is, what's his name? Jim Reeves. The coffee's just starting to work. Jim Reeves is huge. And in some of the Jamaican gospel, you hear that. And some of the others, you hear a more hillbilly kind of stuff. There's a group that I'm obsessed with called, who I'm not playing. I won't even mention them. But we're also, so you might notice that there's a voice on that song that sounded familiar. Yes, that is an unreissued Bob Marley song. And you're like, how can there be an unreissued Bob Marley song? Because it's gospel and no one cares about gospel. Just one of the things that why I felt like, oh, I got to, well, I care, golly. So that was a Tabernacle side, Soul Harmonizers, I Left My Sins by the Riverside. It's very loose. It really sounds like the Marley family has been up all night and and they're just like floating into the studio. And so that is a good sort of indication. Before that was the Talent Singer, so Jesus Is All Right, and then started off the set with Press Along by the Zion Brothers. Now we're going to hear, is it okay if I front announce?
Go for it, man.
The Faith Brothers, I'm Too Near My Heavenly Home. That's the most singing that I'll ever do. And then Bobby Aiken, My Loving King, Sister Enid and the Soul Blenders with Hebrew Boy. And then wonderfully sort of really in a very alternate tuning, Rehoboth Gospel Singers, Food and Raiment. And they had their own label, and I'm pretty sure that they were like a Pentecostal church in Jamaica. And then after that, really classic group, the Marvettes, I Want a Revival, not the band that has a similar name that was like a Motown band. Oh, and then an amazing song, this guy Astley Dixon, I think he only has 2 45s, and that's called Live Dog Dead Lion. And then after that, Alton and Otis, which is not Alton Ellis. It's another Alton. And the Otis there is the Otis Wright, who I mentioned, and that's called My Jesus Save Me. And then we're going to have two more tracks. Rufus Barnes and the Kingsmen is the one that almost sounds garage rocky. And that's called If Your Conscience Set You Free, Pray On. And then we'll end this part of it with Arthur Williams doing Yes, I'm Overshadowed. And that was on a different label called Douglas. There's like a handful of main labels. Like I said, the main one is this one called Tabernacle. Once you like know about this and you can find it when, in piles of 45 sometimes, or find it online, and only a little bit of it goes for too much money. And every copy you will ever find of a Jamaican gospel record has also been used to hold up like 50 children who are playing on a plank of wood on top of it.
You got to keep the table balanced so kids don't fall off. It's
important.
A safety measure.
Yeah, balance is safety is important. Records safety is not important. But also, these were pressed in Jamaica, where they generally have always had different standards. That's why, to me, Jamaican music in general is one of those things where, like, unless you're looking for these original versions, because, you know, so many of the 45s would just get pressed up in really small numbers for DJs and stuff, or for someone just to test, like, their own version of something.
Like the dub plate, essentially.
Yeah, a dub plate that they made 40 of. So unless that's your thing and you're deep into it, you want the reissue of it. This record we mentioned, Crownation, has been reissued finally really nicely twice in the last couple of years, and there was this Japanese version of it that's beautiful. Like, it's like I was hearing it for the first time, and I had original pressings of it, and, you know, they have these giant, it's like driving in Detroit listening to a Jamaican record, like, just how you just are like, okay, I guess I need new stylus now, just because I played a record, you know. It's like, there goes the axle on my turntable.
Yeah, and there's like a piece of cornbread actually stuck in the wax.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, let's go back to the music here on WGXC, and we'll come back at you at the end in a little bit. Thanks for listening to They're There, typically hosted by Alana Medlock, but not today.
They're There.
My heavenly home, I can't turn back in sin and mend my fall. There is nothing worthwhile to look about now. Praise God, heaven in view, and to near my heavenly home to turn back now. I'm too near to my home, too near my heavenly home. I can't turn back in sin and mend my fall. There is nothing worthwhile to look about now. Praise God, heaven in view, I'm too near my heavenly home to turn back now. I can't turn back in sin and mend my fall. There is nothing worthwhile to look about now. Praise God, heaven in view, and to near my heavenly home to turn back now. I'm too near to my home, too near my heavenly home. I can't turn back in sin and mend my fall. There is nothing worthwhile to look about now. Praise God, heaven in view, and to near my heavenly home to turn back now.
king had never known that the Hebrew boy was born. And the fire begun to burn, he turned and said, "Did I put a tree there? Now I see for walking there, and God is the Son of God." Now the king had never known that the Hebrew boy was born. And the fire begun to burn, he turned and said, "Did I put a tree there? Now I see for walking there, and God is the Son of God." Now the king had never known that the Hebrew boy was born. And the fire begun to burn, he turned and said, "Did I put a tree there? Now I see for walking there, and
I want to revive my body. plan that settled within. stay away from the Lord one day, I'll surely delay a part of my way. If Jesus should call me to give me my crown, I would be downhearted, 'cause I have done wrong. But if I obey and go all the way, the promise he made would sure come my way. How happy am I to be enrolled, receiving my crown so bright and bold. It pays to serve the Lord in truth and be faithful to him and trust him more. Your reward will be greater than you think, for God has a plan that's settled with you.
Say if your conscience set you free, way on.
Every passing hour, shot of by his boneless love. I have got protection from the Lord above. Jesus walks beside me, every horse in arm. And I know you got me all the way, all the way. Yes, I'm overshadowed by his boundless love. I have got protection from the Lord above. Jesus walks beside me, every horse in arm. And I know you got me all the way, all the way. Yes, I'm overshadowed by his boundless love. I have got protection from the Lord above. Jesus walks beside me, every horse in arm. And I know he'll guide me all the way, all the way. Yes, I'm overshadowed by his boundless love. I have got protection from the Lord above. Jesus walks beside me, every horse in arm. And I know he'll guide me all the way, all the way.
All right, so welcome back. You're hearing some Jamaican gospel, courtesy of Mike McGonigal, editor of Maggot Brain, host of Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Mike's in the studio with us here today, and I think we're pretty close to the end, so I want to thank you for coming and dropping some wisdom on us.
Thank you. I don't think I have very much wisdom. I just have enthusiasm myself, excuse me, about this. But I hope to have some wisdom at some point and do some actual research and go to Jamaica. And I'm obsessed with this music. And it's music that when I first heard it, I didn't like it, but I said, I want to hear that again. And that has happened a few times in my life, like first encountering free jazz and some other things where it was like, partly because it didn't sound like what I thought it was going to, and I'd heard about it, and I went to the amazing DJ Kevin Nutt's house in Montgomery, Alabama. He has the best gospel radio show. Don't listen to mine, listen to his. It's called Sinner's Crossroads, and it's on the mighty WFMU. He also plays soul music on one of those ancillary things that give the drummer some stream.
Oh yeah, that stream that they run 24 hours.
I'm too old to listen to streams, like, or the idea is too old to me. It just sounds so 2002. So I don't listen to that, but I love his radio show. And so yeah, we just heard Arthur Williams, he has some Overshadowed. Before that, Rufus Barnes and the Kingsmen, Elton and Otis, Astley Dixon, Marvettes, a bunch of other stuff. That one that made you just really pull off the side of the road was called the Ray of Beth Gospel Singers, and you're welcome. Now let's hear, and so hopefully that, well, definitely there's a label that is going to do an official reissue of stuff on the Tabernacle label that I put together and I'm really excited about. And it'd be really nice to see official releases. I myself, finding some of the original artists and giving them money, cash in hand, for the first time because I bootlegged them. I did some bootlegs. They're easy to find if you just go to Discogs and put in Jamaican Gospel. There's three of them, and but I don't need to do bootlegs anymore because I'm like writing a book on gospel, and it's like I don't want to be like gospel bootlegger. Mike McGonigal is here to write a book, and it's like ooh, like I don't need that. Here's another compilation that I'm hopefully doing in collaboration with this label Birdman, and I always have the titles like this. It's we call it Street Corner God. No, Religion is Something Within You. Sublime Black Sanctified Sounds, 1926 to 1935. If you didn't know me and you saw like what two of my records are titled, you could easily create like an AI and it would spit that out. But there is a song on here called Religion is Something Within You that is amazing. And that's by Blind Joe Taggart. And I don't think we're going to get to it. But what we are going to get to is so every time that people call, Sister Rosetta Tharpe is amazing. But you call her the godmother of rock and roll, whatever. But someone who had just as much verve, vigor, and vim, and intensity, and was spurred on by the then very contemporary Pentecostal movement, which also wasn't terrible for the world at the time, because it's just telling people, hey, you can be a preacher, go start your own street corner church. Hey, women can be preachers. And also like the Azusa Street Revival in LA, which was sort of the like big bang for the movement in the like late teens, which nicely coincides with, you know, the start of recording industry. That also was racially mixed, which was pretty big deal and still would be. And so part of the idea of this comp, if I don't talk too much and we can hear some of the music, is I realized that so much of what I liked has a novelty element to it in this music, whether it's Washington Phillips, whether it's Blind Willie Johnson with this infamous Dark Was the Night song where he's recreating a spiritual hymn through moaning and playing slide guitar. So there's this novelty element to it, and it's like, well, why? And then you picture where someone is performing this music, and they have a tin can. I mean, the one photo we have of Blind Willie Johnson, he kept the tin can on at the end of his guitar because he's a street performer. And not only so you have two things there. You have the need to tell people the news, the good news, to preach the gospel. That's number one. Number two is you have to eat. And so how do you get someone across the street? By being the most beautiful sound of all the sounds of the street, all the bells ringing, people selling things, rag pickers, all that stuff that we know of when we watch like Gangs in New York and pay attention to those 30 seconds that are the best part of the movie, that are really the vivid street thing. And you're like, oh, it's so muddy and people are yelling. So that's what they're competing with. So you do that, or you growl or whatever, so that you can be heard from blocks away. But Blind Willie Johnson, for instance, who is such a genius, he has two voices. He has his growly voice and he has his pretty high voice. So he clearly is doing both. Now, this is me just starting to work on this book, and it's a little half-baked, but I don't think entirely. Maybe it's three-quarter baked. And but that's part of the idea behind this current compilation. And we're going to start with Arizona Drains, Lamb's Blood Has Washed Me Clean. And then if we have time, there'll be other songs. Thanks so much for having me on. This is great.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for coming. And thank you for tuning in to There on WGXC 90.7 FM. And don't forget, we're having a pledge drive, wgxc.org/donate. Pony up, empty your pockets, tithe, give 10%. Do it, do it, do it.
Yeah,
do it.
You should always give money to cool radio. Always, always.